See?
Yeah, no.
Making an ugly situation smile. Now that's sort of a different title for a talk, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is Dr. Earl Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, and this is the Instant Inspiration. And if I rush, I can get it all in. Making an ugly situation smile. Now, every day you and I have ugly situations that come into our life. We have situations that come into our life where someone doesn't smile at us, where someone doesn't give us a happy attitude, where someone is going through problems himself and we take it on ourselves. We say, God, isn't there something I can do to help them? You know, it's so tough that what they're going through. And the way to learn to make an ugly situation smile is to get our big nose out of other people's business. Now, we have 99% of the problem solved, okay? Still 1% to go. 1% to go. Now, what is the 1% to go that we have to go? That's our own. That's our own attitude. That's our own looking at the problem. Now, we spoke this morning about the idea that if a person feels sick and they have treated, they should go to the doctor. And then the doctor will say, well, take an aspirin and call me in the morning, you know. And so that's what you do. But the thing is, you go. Now, we'll use Ingeborg as an illustration. She is a good old illustration. One of those illustrations I like to kick right in the fanny real hard. I said, Ingeborg, you went to the medical health center. What did they say about you? Oh, I'm just fine. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. I'm just fine. I'm just wonderful. I'm just fine. Super, Ingeborg. I see you whole and perfect. I see you fantastic. And so then the next day she comes up. She says, Herb, I'm out of breath. Herb, I feel bad. Herb, I've got this problem. Herb, Ingeborg, shut up. And she says, Herb, that's not very nice. Yesterday I said to you, what did the health center say? Was there anything? Well, yes, they said when they took an x-ray that there was something, there was might have this been, could have been that. Well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? So I could have treated and known those things were complete and done for you. But no, you keep them a secret for yourself. And you don't give them up. You hold them in your heart and you incubate them. You know, this is what we do. We incubate our problems. And then we wonder why the problems get so wonderfully abundant. We have to let them go. Now, I am not a normal human being. I am running the school here. And as running the school, it's my job to know all about your garbage. And nobody else's. Don't tell your garbage to anybody else but me. And then I will say to you, okay, you want it? You say no. I say, okay, then let's dump it. Let's get rid of it. We are going to get rid of it. I am working with you getting rid of it. Everybody else is going to say, oh, well, gee, that's too bad she's got that. Oh, my goodness, yeah, I had something like that one time. But with me, you're dealing with a cut-and-dried, cold shoulder, you know, a cold heart, that I look at you and I say, do you want that? And you say, yes, I want that. And I say, okay, you now have cancer. You say, oh, but we did. Well, you said you wanted it. Now, you don't want cancer? Okay, I see you clean. I see your body as slick as a whistle. No problems, no nothing. You are whole and perfect. You say, well, is it that easy? Well, it is for me. I don't have your cancer. I don't have it in my consciousness. I don't have anything in my consciousness that's negative about you. Now, my work with you is to work with you to not have anything in your consciousness which is negative to you. You see, this is by the thing here, making an ugly situation smile. I can make any situation smile because it's not mine. And you say, well, Herb, you have situations that come up in your life that are ugly too. Sure. What is my attitude about them? What is my attitude about them? Am I inundated by them? Am I destroyed by them? Do I know who I am? Mm-hmm. Am I whole and perfect? Yeah. All right. You can do the same thing. I'm no special son of the great seagull, so to speak, you know. We are. We're all creations of our divine self. And it's up to us to make every ugly situation smile so that it's no longer ugly. It's no longer got a problem. But if we keep possessing the ugly situation, well, we're making it smile. And we're making it say, ha, 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 I got to stay overnight. I got to stay for a week. I got to stay for this long. And sure enough, we suffered through it all that time. And then it came time for it to send it away, and it went away, and we still hung on to it. We still said, I remember how that was when they were here. I remember how that was when they had their problems, and I remember how sad I felt for them. Forget it. When a person dies, you're going to hang on to the illness they had before they died? You're going to say, oh dear, it was so terrible. Oh, oh, oh. And the more you talk about it that way, the sillier it is, the longer you experience the unhappiness of their illness. And they've already let it go. They moved on to another dimension. Now, we too have to move on to another dimension. A dimension that doesn't include the problems, that doesn't include those, ugly situations that are not very pleasant. We have to release them. We release them and let them go, and then we walk our path. Ellen, without thinking, can you say what happens when something comes up in our life that is an ugly situation? What do we say about it?
All is in divine order.
What do we say about it, Ingeborg?
I'm whole and perfect.
What do we say about it, Sylvia? It was meant for good.
Oh, God meant it for good.
Oh, my God, we're so slow on this here now. Come on.
They meant it for evil,
but God meant it for good. The ugly situation was meant for evil, but God, who is we, meant it for good.
For good.
My goodness sakes, how long? It's just like Dorothea on the way home yesterday. I said, all right, Dorothea, now you're going to get your examination. I said, why are you on earth? And she started being so wonderful, telling me so many. I said, Dorothea, why are you on earth? And then she started still being one. I said, you're here to be yourself and have fun. Oh, yes, 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 yes. But you see, we forget it. We want to get eleemosynary. We want to get so joyous and so harmonious and so thinking these ultimate thoughts. But be yourself and have fun. Now, can you think of anything better than that?
No.
I mean, could you have a more joyous time doing anything other than that? That's the ultimate. That includes everything that's happy and good. Okay, now, if you're going to have an ugly situation that comes into your mind, that comes into your life, and you're going to let it push you down, you're dead. But when you walk right up to that ugly situation and you say, is there something I can do for you? May I help you? All is in divine order. And you say that in your heart. You don't say that outwardly. All is in divine order. And they say, hey, we're sorry, we really shouldn't be doing this. This is all jerk. You see, everybody is on your team. Now, that doesn't change the situation. The situation still happens. But everybody involved in it has the right attitude. Everybody involved in it feels good about it. When I was in the mobile home park and some bad news came out, everybody in the park had to come and share with me good news. They had to come and share with me and say, hey, I love you, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're good. And I thought, boo-wee, what happened, you know? And you see, this is how it is. If we have in our consciousness that, we don't say they meant it for evil, but we have in our consciousness that it was an unhappy situation, but God means it for good. If we will keep our consciousness clean and pure about it, if we will raise up our thought about it. Now, Sibyl Agabua, who wrote her thesis for her School of the Master, her Psalm of the Spirit graduate degree, did a nice job. But as she was writing it, she was saying a few things here and there that were traditional. And so I said to her, hey, do you really mean this? Do you really mean this traditional? No, no, no. Well, then don't say it. You don't have to make anybody happy. This is yours. This is yours. So say what you believe. And so she worked on it and polished it, and it has come out to be a wonderful thesis, a magnificent thesis, about being invited to the vineyard of God for a banquet. And it's a charming idea. But she didn't get to go because she goofed. And still, she made it perfect because she had God coming to her and had the banquet in her backyard. And that's where the vineyard of God actually is. But you see, you read this and you think to yourself, well, now, what's this silly thing all about? It doesn't make sense, you know. You're going away to God, you're going away to where God is and stuff like that. And what she does is she's saying, here's the traditional way of looking at it. But this is what we have learned in the University of Healing, to come back to our own divine self, to our own reality. Mm. And she did a marvelous job. When you read it in the gist, you'll delight with me in it, I'm sure. And who knows, maybe Sylvia might be inclined to read it on the Thought for Today, and we can give it to you as right on the Thought for Today on the internet. That might be a kind of a fun thing. But Sylvia has a tendency to play with Sybil's words, and I say, Sylvia, don't worry about it, just put lots of love in there and let it go. Because Sybil means exactly what you think she means, even though she uses a different word. So just say what you think it is, because that's what Sybil meant. And that's what we should do with all our students. We know what they mean, even though they may say something that doesn't quite reach to it, because they haven't had that much practice. And we'll give them lots of practice. Well, this is the instant inspiration for today, with making an ugly situation smile. And I know that each one of you, as you look at any situation in your world, which is illness or a lack of abundance or any other stupid thing, you're going to change it right around and saying, I am rich, I'm rich, I'm rich, and I'm whole and perfect. And all these good things, all these good things. You're going to put the right cause in motion so that you're going to make the ugly situation smile. Because the ugly situation is going to look at you and say, oh, you got the message, huh? I couldn't fool you. I couldn't make you think that my illusion here was real. Ha, ha, ha. You are fantastic. And you are. Because that's the way I create you to be. And because I love you. So, there you are.
Okay, dinner at 6.
Along with the film, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're going to take off now and go and do your errands with the film and with the washers.
Yes.
And then go for it. Okay, good.
Well, what shall we eat for dinner?
Well, what do we have?
Do we have any more of that special stuff left over from the bird?
No, we have eaten that all.
Well, can Sylvia stop over at the bird and pick it up?
You mean that
steak?
Steak.
From them. You it's $7 for two of the steaks, he said.
Yeah.
And the more we buy, the cheaper it is.
Go
on. You know where it is? You don't know where it is? Do you know where Al lives?
It's very easy.
Do you know where the train track goes across the 94 as you're driving toward San Diego?
Shall I come with you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go.
Sure. And smile. Sure. I think that'd be great.
Yes.
And
but still tell me where.
You know where Dog Patch is?
Yeah.
Yes, you know where Dog Patch is. Okay. Well, just beyond Dog Patch on the left.
Is it in Potrero?
Yeah. It's just beyond Dog Patch on the left.
Well, you know where the campground is.
Yeah.
The campground is in the Dog Patch.
Further.
And then you see on the left, you see a bunch of trees. You see some ostriches. And you see some emus.
Yes.
And that's where it
just
is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen.
Very simple.
I've seen these emus.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy. And vis-a-vis the campground, there's Al living up there.
Of the campground.
And then the next house is these people there. Mm. But it's just...
What?
The next house. But it's not close by.
Ellen.
It's a big...
You mean their neighbors.
Ellen.
Yes.
there is another house in between there.
Is that right?
There are two of them, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, you weren't looking as I was looking.
Yeah.
And then there's the dog patch thing itself in there. And then there is the old trailer park, which is on the right-hand side of the road. That's still there, but not being used.
You can't only this and only that. You can't miss it because of the octopus. You see
that? Yeah, I've seen those.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to stop encoding? Yes.